now to a prince stripped of his title by his brother. Last night, Buckingham Palace confirmed that King Charles has begun the formal process of removing the titles and honours of Prince Andrew. The former Duke of York will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor and has also received formal notice to move out of his Windsor mansion. This decision by the King comes after intense scrutiny on Andrew's links to convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, and pressure had been mounting on the royal family. Andrew continues to deny the accusations against him. The family of Virginia Giuffre, whose memoir brought her sexual assault allegations against Andrew back into the spotlight, have hailed the King's decision to strip him of his titles. Sky Roberts, the brother of Virginia, was asked on BBC's Newsnight how his sister might have reacted.
I would say she'd be so proud. He's just Andrew. He's no longer a prince. And she is celebrating from the heavens right now, saying, I did it. This normal girl from a normal family has taken down a prince. We are so proud of her, her survivors. Are proud of her sisters. This is a moment that is unprecedented in history.
Well, we can speak now to historian Kate Williams for her insight into this development on Andrew. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
So considering how damaging this scandal had become, was it a surprise that the King had taken this drastic step?
This scandal had, Karen, become so damaging. I think the royal family thought just, you know, less than 2 weeks ago that on pretty much a couple of days before Mrs. Giuffre's memoir, Nobody's Girl, was published, that Andrew stepping back from Duke of York title was going to be enough. Instead, public anger really has mounted. Public anger has mounted. And the fact was, I think increasingly, it wasn't just anger at Andrew. People were starting to say, as a heckler did on one of Charles's out and about walkabouts, how much did you know? Has there been a cover-up? Have you been shielding? So in order to protect the royal family, really, to protect the wider royal family, they had to take decisive action. Now, yes, I think I was surprised that the prince title had been removed, but certainly the eviction from Royal Lodge, the formal removal of Duke of York, this is long overdue. And another thing that was long overdue, Karen, is the statement came from Buckingham Palace about what was going to be done, that Andrew would no longer be a prince and he'd be leaving Royal Lodge. But finally, Buckingham Palace put on the statement that they thought of victims of abuse, because that point about the victims has just been totally absent from the conversation. Finally, Buckingham Palace said, we are standing with victims of abuse. But I think for many, this has been rather late, long overdue. And the question is it enough? Is public anger going to be assuaged by this?
And that will be the question. Is it enough? We know that he's moving to Sandringham, to a private property owned by the King. But what will remain in his possession? Do we know if he will have any place in royal circles in the future?
Well, Karen, the thing is that remains in his possession is he's still eighth in line to the throne. So, yes, he's been moving from Royal Lodge to a property in Sandringham, but that will still be, we understand, funded by the King, privately funded, the property and Andrew's living expenses. And so he is still eighth in line to the throne. And if there are still the questions of councillors of state, he's not one, but people that close to the throne would be. So I think increasingly people are beginning to say, yes, but why should he still get that honour of being eighth in line to the throne? But yes, he's lost HRH, he's lost his royal property, he's lost his royal title, prince. Now, how he's going to lose his royal title, prince, is a question, because the title Duke of York formerly should have been stripped by an act of parliament. What we saw was Charles saying, oh, he's going to step back. And really, actually, we saw lots of MPs saying, oh, it's okay, we want to discuss this. And really, the title of prince should be removed by an act of parliament as well. The last time we've had this done was in 1917, when some German relations of Queen Victoria, who were fighting on the German side in World War One, they were stripped of their title of prince, and that had to go through parliament as the Deprivation of Titles Act. Oh. So you would think the same would have to be done now. And let's see. But certainly, I think the royal family are hoping this story is going to die down, but it's not at the moment.
Now, we do know that the government, or we understand at least, that the government is supportive of this decision to strip him of his title. As for his daughters, much attention on them also, Beatrice and Eugenie. Their titles are protected, we understand. I suppose how the royal family will handle their roles going forward will be very critical.
Beatrice and Eugenie, George V had the letters patent. So if you're the granddaughter of the monarch, you have these titles. You retain the title Prince and Princess, and they were the granddaughters, or of course the same for the grandsons, of Elizabeth II. So they retain their titles. I believe, according to sources, that it was these negotiations that the king has been having with Andrew. Part of it was Andrew's point that he wanted the girls to retain their titles. That was important to him. So they will keep their titles. They have royal accommodation. They have royal apartments, and they do come to royal engagements. They aren't necessarily working royals, but they do come to working in royal engagements. But I think what people feel, and I think what I feel as well, is that they were children. They had no idea what was going on. We just feel sorry for them that Epstein was brought to birthday parties and celebrations that they knew. So they are innocents. They don't know about this. But essentially, the punishment should not be meted out to the daughters for what the father has done. They should be meted out to the father. And really, I think it's the reckoning for the wider royal family. How long they could have done this in 2019 after the Newsnight interview. Of course, we've been living with Andrew and Epstein since February 2011, when there was that infamous photo of Andrew walking in Central Park with Epstein after he'd been convicted of offences of procuring a young girl. So simply, Andrew's lapses of judgment, which the statement from Buckingham Palace mentioned, have been going on a very long time.
It is a long-running controversy, and I'd say few will forget that Newsnight interview either 6 years ago. But looking ahead, and campaigners against the monarchy now saying there should be a wider investigation into what the royal family might have known about his links to Epstein, do you think, Kate, that there will be increased scrutiny on the royal household's decision-making, transparency, accountability?
I think there is scrutiny, and I think there's scrutiny on all the areas that the royal family doesn't necessarily like to discuss, particularly who knew what when, legal questions, and also money. Where's the money coming from? Where's Andrew money coming from? There was Mrs. Giffrey's memoir, Nobody's Girl, is a devastating read. I've been reading it. It really is very disturbing and horrific what she's been through. And she makes the point in there, which she has made before, that when she tried to give a interview to an American news channel, this was all done and dusted, and she gave the interview, and then it was just pulled. And a member of the reporting team later said, and was picked up saying, that they've been sort of told that if they broadcast this interview, they wouldn't ever get any access to the royal family anymore. So where, how much did the wider family know? How much were the wider family saying things like, don't broadcast this on Andrew, then if you do, you won't give us access anymore. So these are the investigations that will continue. And I think, what still might happen is that Andrew is debated in Parliament. And we've seen that although the royal family said we don't want to waste parliamentary time, lots of MPs do want to do that. And I don't think the royal family want that, because all kinds of things to be said could be said. And of course, in Parliament, we have parliamentary privilege. So MPs can say things that none of the rest of us can say because they have no fear of libel. So I don't think they want a parliamentary debate, but I think it may happen.
And much to consider with the questions going forward. Kate Williams, thank you so much for your insight this morning. It is time now for the news headlines with Susan.